This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
Just to start the feeling. That's what you have to do. It's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice Morning Show. It's Thursday. I'm getting ready for that nice warm weekend you promised me, Vin.
Yeah, I'm looking at the weather right now. It's mostly sunny today. And
you were right about yesterday. It was chilly. It was like, we didn't have a warm week at my house at all. I don't know about you. Didn't you say you had a couple warm days?
Yeah, the South Bay absolutely did get sunny, but didn't get super hot.
Yeah.
It was comfortable.
Does the heat start today?
You were saying? We're warming up from yesterday today. Mm-hmm. Tomorrow and Saturday will be the hottest days of the week. Mm. So you've got, you know, a good weekend ahead. Good hot weekend ahead.
That's what you want. It's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That'll be fun. All right, let's start with Outside Lands. We've got pick your day tickets. So these are single day tickets that you win and you just decide. You go look at the lineup and say, oh, I'm going to take this day. We have a pair for you at 8:05. Mason has a pair for you at 12:05. And Jane has them every hour in her show at 3, 4, 5, and 6, all on the 05s. That's our thing here. We give you a code word. You text it to our contest line and you're in the running for one day. Pick your day tickets to Outside Lands. Doja Cat on Friday, Gracie Abrams on Saturday, Hozier on Sunday. I love that Gracie Abrams song. It's only three chords, really, in the whole thing. The ooh, think of Jay so cool. Kicking back on your couch, making eyes from across the room.
Lots of good songs out there right now.
So, anyway, she's on Saturday. Hozier on Sunday. You'd probably go on Sunday, huh? You love Hozier.
I like Hozier.
And a million more on many different stages. You can go to OutsideLandsSF.com and check it all out. August 8th through 10th, Golden Gate Park, courtesy of Another Planet Entertainment. So it is now time for Bob's Movie Club.
Oh, my Bob!
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's time for Bob's Movie Club.
Oh. Let the fireworks begin.
Unfortunately, this week, the movie doesn't quite live up to that amazing intro that Maddie has made for us.
Yeah. Well, they won't all.
Yeah. Yeah. That's part of the movie club, you know, the highs and the lows. Mm. So thanks for coming along with us. This week's movie was Pacific Heights, directed by John Schlesinger, originally released September 28th, 1990. What do we think of this movie? What do we like about it?
Oh, that's a good question. Oh. I liked that it was about these two people who were redoing a house together in San Francisco. They took an old beat up Victorian and made it really pretty.
My favorite part might be when they said, "This home is $700,000," and I went,
"Yeah, I know."
In what world?
Yeah. So
is a corner house of that size with two rental units inside.
Supposedly in Pacific Heights.
I know. Oh, my God. It's so good.
What a good one. That was the funniest joke of the whole show.
So if you didn't watch the movie, or quick summary for you, this young couple in San Francisco buys this beat-up Victorian home, and they can barely afford it.
Barely.
On their salaries. Mm. I think he works in, like, he's a seamstress.
Yeah, he's a seamstress who makes kites. And she's an equestrian with a bum knee.
Right. So she looks like
they're rolling in it.
She teaches horseback riding lessons. So they're barely going to make the rent by having these two units in the apartment.
But they also have to fix it all up. So there's an investment there, too. You know, they're out on a limb here.
Which they are experts at, with their seamstress and equestrian background. They do an excellent job.
No, she's hardcore with the, you know, the nail gun and everything. Oh, not again. A-ching-gunk.
Yeah.
Can't get it to fire.
And then they end up having a tenant from the down under played by Michael Keaton, who moves in, never pays his rent.
Do you mean From Hell?
Yeah, but I, you know, I don't want no trouble.
You can say Hell. Okay. It's fine.
I love her.
Yeah, I know.
She's already got it. She's already adorable. Got the theme she of the show. No we don't want no trouble.
So I would like to ask Vinny a question.
Yes.
Having it. Had a Tenant from Hell, what are your thoughts on...
Well, first of all, someone, when you picked the movie, and I did not see this movie in real time. So
you'd never seen it before.
That's what I'm saying. Okay. I did not see it when it came out. I watched it last Friday night. First time, only time. So someone wrote in and said, this is going to trigger you. And I didn't know what they meant, but it absolutely bothers me, the idea that someone... Look, I get we all fall on hard times, whatever. I understand that. But that scumbagging someone where you can't get rid of me and I know the laws are on my side, double middle fingers to you, my door's locked, don't come knocking. I'm the tenant from
H-E down double under. Hockey sticks.
Like that, that's that anxiety feeling that I get. So it bothered me from that standpoint. But in general, I didn't hate the movie as much as you did. I thought, first of all, I'm a Michael Keaton fan.
I like Michael Keaton.
And I thought he did, I absolutely felt it. Some of that frustration the family felt. Is that Modine?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay, the guy is from Stranger Things,
yes.
Isn't he?
He plays Papa.
So I've never seen him in anything when he was young. So
you never saw Vision Quest?
No.
The wrestling movie? Oh, okay.
Nope.
I don't think I
didn't even recognize him until I was looking up the movie afterwards.
Oh, really?
One of my fun facts, yeah.
So for that reason alone, I was like, well, there's the guy. He's been around a while. He didn't just turn up with white hair.
Yeah.
He's been acting.
He's cute in it, too. I was like, no, he's pretty cute.
Yeah, he did okay. Yeah.
I didn't think of him as being a cute. Oh, you like him tall, huh? How tall is Susan?
5'10".
That's not that tall.
That's okay. He's the love of my life.
Oh, all right.
She just likes them tall. Sorry about it, Susan. Anyway, back to you. Go on. Well, since we're all being mean to each other this morning, why I gotta hold
and
my
get
tongue.
Off my Susan.
Oh, sorry.
Sheesh. Anyway. So that guy, that was a nice sort of throwback, was like, oh, look at this is the guy from Stranger Things before he was in Stranger Things. I think the weakest link acting wise was
Melanie Griffith.
Yeah.
Terrible.
I was really surprised and even said, and all of these memories are stashed in my head, I was like, I think she's gotten acting awards before. Mm. And I had it wrong. I thought it was Bonfire of the Vanities with Tom Hanks. It wasn't. It was a movie called Working Girl, but she's gotten Golden Globes before. Mm. So I thought, I don't know.
I blame the director on this one. I really thought that this was a terribly acted and terribly executed movie.
I would also blame the script. It was just some horrible writing, some just horrible, like...
Dumb lines.
Didn't make sense. I mean, they couldn't even come up with a name for their cat. They named it Kitty. I'm like, that bothered me.
You mentioned that before I watched it, and so I did notice that. And I didn't have that many qualms with it. I think the only thing wrong with this movie was that it was made in 1990.
No.
So it's a little more simplistic.
It's definitely...
There were good movies in 1990.
No, for sure. We'll get to that.
It's definitely a throwback, and I've mentioned this before. When you watch a movie that's from a time, they're so much smaller, and
the scope is small.
It takes place, and I mean, I can't even believe they went out to the place where the horseback riding happened. Like, we're going on a field trip, everyone. There was like a 2-minute scene where they're at her work. And a 2-minute scene where they're at his work, the rest of the movie's in the house, or a couple scenes where she's walking down market for, you know, one of those payday loans.
Oh, that was hilarious.
Was it?
Yes, all of it. Like, it just was so unrealistic.
I will say what bothered me, partially because it was a big reason why I picked the movie, was I don't think they did a great job showing San Francisco. I mean, you saw the bridge and...
Yeah, there were establishing shots, and there was the one approach to the house that they used over and over. Mm-hmm. And other than that, like even the stable, I thought that I was thinking maybe they would have used, there's like one kind of famous stable like right across the bridge. I think it's like Miwok Stables, and people, it's like a Tennessee Valley trailhead.
Okay.
So you always see it, and I thought, oh, they could have just easily used that. And I'm like, They were in L.A. for this whole thing.
There was a lot of scenes that were from L.A., especially, well, the end of the movie is actually in L.A.
And the beginning. When Pacific Heights pops up on the screen, they're in the Palm Desert. I'm like, all right, already not a great vibe.
Well, so we're talking about the movie Pacific Heights. And this is Bob's movie club.
Yeah.
I was glad to get the homework done. It was fun to get a look back at the movie itself. I can't give it more than 5 out of 10. If even that, I think it's more like a 3. Or what's our rating scale?
I think let's go to 5. Let's go to 5.
Yeah, I give it a 3. I really didn't think it was that bad. And in defense of the script and the directing, Drake, the main guy, Papa from Stranger Things, he made every wrong decision that you could make along the way. And you saw him constantly putting down Patty's ideas and not taking anything she said. And then she eventually takes it into her own hands. So I did kind of, and like goes to the guy's hotel room.
She saves the day and stays with that douchebag. I was like, get rid of that guy. Yes. He's toxic.
That's a flaw. But that's the 1990 of it all.
Yeah,
of course, they stay together. But yeah, she should have left him if that movie was made today.
You just tanked our whole life and you're not even, and now you're weeping.
We're financially doomed.
Right.
Yeah.
Doomed.
Also, can I just say, I do like Michael Keaton, but man, there were some shots of him. They kept doing these close-ups on his face and his eyes are super wide. And he's all like, just the goofiest, stupidest direction I ever saw.
I think they were just totally leaning on him being Michael Keaton, right? Because he was coming off
he was a huge...
He was known as the scary guy.
He was riding as high as possible at that time in his life.
Had he just done Batman?
Yep.
And I don't know where Mr. Mom was another movie. And I think did Mr. Mom take place here too?
I don't remember.
I can't even remember who was in Mr. Mom.
I think it's him.
Here's a couple texts. One from the 415. Matthew Modine mentioned in a recent interview that he didn't get along with Melanie Griffith during the filming and that she mainly complained during the shoot to the director.
Well, they should have all been complaining. That was a terrible one. This is not going well.
Now, one thing that I did see in the movie that they really made a point of showing was him sort of playing with this double-edged razor blade.
Mm-hmm. Michael Keaton's character.
Yeah, the character that was the bad guy in the movie. And I kept thinking, how's that going to show? Like, what are we foreshadowing here? And then they never went back.
Oh my gosh, you're right.
It's just that he's a guy who plays with razor blades.
I guess, and that's why they could, you know. But I really think they probably had it written into the script, and then saw the scene and went, we can't use that.
Because they did that with the nail gun. Like they established that early on when she was fixing up the house the first time.
Because he was going to try and get her with it. And then it just, you know, it misfires like it has been all, you know, oh no, not this again.
Right.
I'm like, oh gee, I wonder if that'll save her life. And he's got the thing up against her forehead. Right. I wonder if it's going to misfire or if she's actually going to get a lobotomy.
I have never been in a bad tenant situation. I've always been, knock on wood, very blessed with great landlords and good experiences. And still, I felt the anxiety and the stress of the situation and feeling like, you know, you're being tricked. And I think a big part of that was from the music. And the music was done by Hans Zimmer, who is an incredibly famous composer on a lot of films.
I've heard his name.
He's done over 100 movies.
Do you have some examples?
Interstellar.
Oh.
Inception. The original Gladiator. The Lion King came out 3 years after this, which he won all sorts of awards for.
Oh,
Dune.
Funny.
Thelma and Louise. Like, this guy he's the film composer. And I did think that was a really good part of this movie.
I didn't even notice the music. I was too busy just going, Jesus, can anybody on that screen act? Please.
A couple of other fun facts I want to share. When there's the cockroach scene.
Yes. Orkin.
Orkin, thank you. The Orkin product placement. They actually paid for that. They paid $20,000 for that product placement. And then they were not happy with how they
were
shown.
Well, no, because they failed utterly.
Yeah, they failed.
The guy just starts freaking out and kicking the things because there's so many of them. You can't really blame them. But
it was gross.
Yeah, they bring in Orkin and the people
explaining all the stuff. That was that was a big part of their budget right there. That was funny.
Yeah. I also, a couple other fun facts. Obviously, that house was not in Pacific Heights. It is a house that exists. It's in Potrero Hill on the corner of Texas Street and 19th. Maybe we'll
everyone swing by there today. They probably love it. They probably love it when people do that.
The film was inspired by the writer's actual situation where he had a tenant who he wasn't able to evict. So I do feel like that frustration comes from a real place.
And this area is famous for that. Well, yep. California in general, and right. probably for points beyond.
I was actually surprised, knowing the date of the movie, that that was already the law then. Mm. Like, I know it's mm-hmm. become that now, but I didn't realize it's so firmly established right. that once you've taken up the space,
it's yours. And you now they got to fight to get you out.
Wow.
And one more
yeah, go.
Fun fact.
All right.
Before we go, this movie wasn't that bad. It was a hit because when it came out, it took number one in the box office above Goodfellas, which came
Whoa.
Out like a week and a half
Whoa.
Before.
That's crazy.
Yep.
Mm.
Yep.
Well, that's yeah. star had a bigger power. Opening that was weekend. Michael Keaton. Yeah. He just put his right. name on it.
Yeah. Boom. Oh, I definitely went and saw that movie in the theaters, and I remember liking it. And then when we moved here, I was like, oh, we should watch that because blah, blah, blah. So now let's get down to this, the question of should, and texters, we want your feedback. Should Bob's Movie Club happen every week, or should we get 2 weeks to get through these movies? We discussed this off air a little bit, so we'll take your thoughts and make a decision. Are you going to announce the next movie
yes,
right now?
Yes, I'm ready. Drum roll, please.
Hold on. What do you think?
I think every other week.
You do?
I do. Give
All
people
right.
a little bit more time.
I just want to make sure that it doesn't fall out. It'll fall out of my brain. I won't even mention it. So let's make sure that if we are going to go every 2 weeks, that we know what the movie is. We mention it so people can jump on whenever. And then we're clear when the next date is.
Cool. We okay. can do that. On
what,
it.
What is our next
the
movie?
The next movie is Dirty Dancing.
Oh, excellent.
So how am I supposed sure. to get through my whole life without ever seeing that movie if you're going to make me watch it?
Your kids are
oh,
going to love it.
Have you seen it?
I have never seen
you
that.
You should watch it.
For
it
a good R, reason.
It's PG, right?
No, it has a...
Oh, it does have a kind of a sex scene.
It, not even that. It has a B storyline of her friend. She gets pregnant.
Maybe it's the perfect time to watch this with your daughter.
It's not the stork. It's not the stork.
It is not the stork.
Okay, Dirty Dancing, and you're saying we're doing this 2 weeks from now.
Yeah, two
what
Thursdays
is, what's
from
the
now.
Date on the, just remind me, and I'll mention it.
We'll remind.
Bob's Movie Club. We're going to watch Dirty Dancing on Bob's Movie Club. What's coming up in the news, Vin?
I'm disappointed.
Oh, don't be just, would you stop it?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.
Oh, my. It's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's Thursday. You can watch video clips from our show. We do them all morning. We're always on camera. Yay. Sarah and Vinny Morning Show on our YouTube channel.
My favorite new thing.
Oh, my God. It's the greatest.
I love opening my Instagram and going, oh, there I am.
Oh, you should stop opening your Instagram. I haven't seen one clip yet. I'm sorry. I don't look at Instagram. I saw your post this morning, Bob, on the waves. Bob is the person who's
please follow Bob
destroying
on the
our
waves.
Lives with her video cuts. So these video clips, Sarah and Vinny Morning Show, YouTube channel. Just go to youtube.com/@RadioAlice973 and remember to smash that subscribe button.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. This summer, the music comes alive at Fremont Central Park Performance Pavilion.
Oh.
Starting in June, don't miss the free summer concert series brought to you by Fremont Bank Foundation. Get all the concert details at fremont.gov and find out how Fremont Bank Foundation is making a difference in your community by visiting fremontbank.com. All right, here's what's happening.
I'm ready.
Should be mostly sunny today and warming up from yesterday, highs in the 80s, and tomorrow, like as much as 10 degrees warmer.
Mm. 10 degrees.
Mm-hmm. We'll be in the 90s. And Roberta Gonzalez even said something about triple digits in the inland, you know, East Bay, way out there. Right. OKC won yesterday, closed out their series with Minnesota, and they will rep the West in the NBA Finals. The Pacers at Knicks tonight can close out the Knicks.
Ah.
And that will be who represents each division in the finals. It's looking like an OKC Pacers final. We'll find out tonight. Yeah, the rating and the
like
rating said,
so far, just nah. Bad.
Right.
I don't know.
Now, before I get to the stories of the day, and I have a lot of them, I want to say a couple things. Scott Budman's coming up next hour. Scott is a great news, like me.
One of the greats.
Scott Budman is a great newsman, NBC Bay Area. Mm-hmm. He's a dad, like me. Oh, he drives
so much in common.
He drives an electric car, like me.
Amazing.
Yeah, I mean, we're really. So you're going to, if you haven't heard him on the show, he's spectacular, and he's coming up next hour. Okay?
See you then, Scott.
Yeah. Now, let me ask you guys a question. You live by high school.
I do, right?
You
by
live
one.
By high school.
Yeah, pretty close, yeah.
Do you guys get the note in your mailbox that says, get ready, neighbors, we're having our graduation and there's going to be cars parked in every spot a car can be parked?
No, I've never seen
any second now.
I've never seen a warning about that.
You don't get that?
No.
No.
I must be closer to a school than you guys are then. We get that and you start to go like, oh, great. The big day is coming.
There's a lot of parking actually at TAM.
Oh, good.
Although, and then right across the street is like a Safeway. So I'm sure people will overflow that.
Okay. Yeah, we're getting that note. So for my kids, schools.
So you guys are really close to the high school or to.
We're really close to the high school.
School
for sure. But I also like my kids. They don't get out this Friday. They get out next Friday.
Ah.
And so then.
Still as feels early.
I was driving, you know, my oldest home and she goes, oh, and by the way, we get out early Thursday and we get out early Friday. I'm like. They let you out early on the final 2 days of school?
Because nobody's really there mentally, Vinny. You know that. Please.
It's called senioritis.
It's just called end of school.
Yeah, she's in fifth grade. She's not. There's no senior there.
Oh, is she going to middle school next year?
Or
is
she
it, is. Is it 7-8?
No, she'll be considered a junior high school student next year.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Don't clap at that.
Just such an exciting time.
It's nerve-wracking.
These are the hardest.
That's
years.
Why I'm trying to arm her with info.
Yeah.
About everything.
So people can't trick her.
Including boys. Boys. We are the absolute worst.
Take the bear.
I'm not going to tell her that.
Take the bear.
No, don't take the bear.
Isla, do it. Take the bear.
Maybe you'll be lucky and she'll like girls.
Oh, there you go.
I wouldn't have a problem with that. Have a problem with that at all. I'm certainly not going to live long enough to see grandkids either way. So what's the point?
Will you stop it? You might. You never know.
Might.
Accidents happen.
Oh.
You never know. But luckily, you're laying the groundwork for no accidents. That's a good dad right
there. You know what? That will segue me into my next story, if I could. America's birth rate has been on a steady decline since 2007. Both in and outside of America's government, people are trying to figure out how to get that turned around.
Oh,
like the birth rate is too low and they want and it's, you know, like Japan has this incredible drop off where they're talking about the silver tsunami. And then after that, it's a problem.
Yep.
So
every place that tries to limit birth. But the problem in America is that, like, you know, everything is so expensive. Like most people can't afford to get into a house, let alone have a baby and all the things that come with it. And healthcare is incredibly expensive.
Yes.
I mean, it's really expensive. And I think that people feel like, holy S, what's going to happen?
I
don't want to have a baby.
I don't disagree with
when
that.
The zombies come.
I still believe that. I love life.
Yes.
I love living. I think that, yes, you can get caught up and anxious about the things going on in the world, but that's always been the way.
Yes.
Always.
Yeah.
So, I mean, politics didn't just start getting weird. They've always been pretty weird.
They feel extra weird
lately. I'm not
saying
that's not true, but I'm just saying.
I do agree with you.
Anyway, there are ideas that have been floated about how to get young people to start making kids. And honestly, you just said it. There's a young person's like, how am I going to afford that?
Right. And I also think that we're giving ourselves a lot more choices. Like we talk about, you know, what is traditional and what if you, you know, you get on that life train and now you're with this person and it's the right time to get married. So you wind up married to that person. You have the kids. You do. People are like, I don't have to do that anymore. And I don't want kids. I don't want 15-year-olds to have kids. Maybe that is a happy accident, but it also can derail you.
Does a one-time $5,000 cash baby bonus change anything for anybody?
It'd be helpful.
Well, if you were going to have a baby anyway, you could be like, well, I don't know. Maybe if you made it $10,000.
One suggestion from, they're calling this person a pronatalist.
Oh, a pronatalist.
What about mothers of six kids or more receive a National Medal of Motherhood?
Can I sell that for money? Because I am out of money. I have six children. Can I ask Bob? Bob, you are 30 years old, and I am making a huge assumption here. You don't have any kids.
I do not.
What are your thoughts on why our birth rate is so low, and what is your personal thought on this?
I think you guys nailed it. It's the I don't have to have kids. It doesn't seem like it's financially feasible to have kids, especially like living in a place like this. It's incredibly expensive. People are worried about the state of the world and they don't want to bring kids into it.
Have you ever thought about freezing your eggs so you can get it out of your mind?
I haven't. I think if it's meant to happen, it will happen. Like, I certainly want kids. I'm really, really excited to have kids. I've always wanted them. I don't feel like I need to push it off. Like, if I end up not wanting to try and have kids for, you know, 10 more years and it doesn't happen, then I'm really excited to adopt. And I've also always kind of wanted to foster a kid. So even if I have my own, I plan on doing something like that down the line as well.
That is very sweet.
That is nice.
What an incredible attitude. What an amazing person you are, Bob.
Difficulty with that first kid might change your goal set. But I we'll see. Maybe you have an incredible, like, strength within you to manage it all.
Well, I love that you think about fostering and adoption.
Awesome.
Like, good people need to do that, not just people who are like, I get more money for however many fosters I have.
Right.
The foster system can be brutal. You find someone amazing.
One of the things they mention is trying to conceive can sometimes be difficult, and infertility is a real problem. Mm. They mention, though, that the system is set up almost to entirely ignore that men are sometimes the cause of infertility. They don't get tested like women do. So as soon as you're not able to conceive, a woman will go in for IVF and she'll go through testing. And somehow, as I'm reading the story, the man will be sitting there and not run through tests himself.
Mm.
It's almost as if the assumption is it's got to be her. Meanwhile, they say
the Handmaid's Tale, where it's the dude.
The male partner was found to be solely responsible in about 20% of infertility cases, but often they don't even test the guy.
How ridiculous! Like, wouldn't you, as a man, say, "Let's make sure I got some good swimmers here. Let's see if you know." I mean, wouldn't you? Like, who wouldn't suggest that? Let's test everything.
Well,
maybe it's worth more money to them to put a woman through that.
I don't know.
It'd be a lot.
It's relatively common for women to go through the entire fertility journeys and men to never be tested.
Incredible.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's funny, though. 20 years married, never had kids. The things people would say to me that they wouldn't say to their wife were crazy. You know, people would ask me, why not? you know, what's why won't you have kids? And it's like, it's real personal. You know, you don't want to answer, you wouldn't ask them.
You might have a medical situation. You might have a real reason not to. You might not be able to.
Yeah. It's like, but people will shame you for not having kids. Yeah. I mean, I definitely got that over the years from people, you know, randomly would just be like,
you go like this.
You should have kids. You need to have kids.
Double birds. I don't need to. Why don't you go have some kids?
I'm the kid.
One thing I heard recently, you know, we always talk about how when a woman's pregnant, you know, she obviously can't smoke, she can't drink, she has to take good care of herself,
not
yada
my
yada.
Mom.
But
mine either. olden day stuff.
My mom didn't drink or smoke, just for the record.
And look how good you turned out.
Yeah, I mean, and I'm the winner of the bunch.
And then look at us.
You guys all turned out so great.
Go on.
But I heard that the man, like the things he's doing 6 months leading up to when they conceive is really important because that's when the sperm is created.
They so even like mentioned tight healthy underwear can be a problem.
That like was they're a talking about hot tubs.
Hot tubs are on the list of things that can cause
Phew,
male
thank goodness,
infertility.
We're not trying to have any more babies.
But even if they're like drinking or eating unhealthy, mm-hmm. leading in those months leading up to it, that right. can have an impact on.
That's well. Look, this is stuff that we should be talking about.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Like, if you're okay, so fine. You're pregnant now. You're gonna get off all the cigs and I don't know if you smoke or not, but nothing. You keep live a clean life. But knowing that you might, if you're planning for it, that should be a man's responsibility. Live super clean. Heading
I love
up to
that
it.
Too.
Yeah.
Switching gears, I have a question for you about a new trend coming, and I will ask our youngster on the show.
God, it's so nice to have a youngster.
My new best friend's name is Susan. Mm. Mm-hmm. If Susan this summer decides to wear a Speedo at
Susan all... Susan is a guy, everyone.
Yeah, just, Susan's her husband.
Don't be confused.
Her husband, her fiancé.
Yeah.
If Susan, your fiancé, decides I'm wearing a Speedo this summer to all... swim-related events. Are you good with that? Are you into it? Or are you like, I got to figure out how to get that thing away from him and destroy it before we go to our next pool party?
Are we talking aesthetically? Like,
any
yeah, just
no...
No complaints at all? Or are you like, yuck?
No. I wouldn't like that.
You wouldn't like it?
So, he walks out and you'd be like, you got to go get changed. You can't wear that.
How do you handle
that?
My
friends are seeing all your junk.
I really try and support his creative expression. He has told me sometimes that I dull his sparkle because he likes to wear ridiculous things.
It's
sometimes.
Not just you. Christina does that to me too. I'll walk into a room and she'll go, oh good, the mustache is back. I'm like, you know, I'm in my house. I catch enough crap on my radio show. Could you just not?
I have one wife who's always bitching at me.
I used to get, are you colorblind? Look at you're wearing blue and purple and yellow together.
The other day, I walk into the kitchen. I give her a kiss like it's been a, you know, whatever weekend. And I give her a kiss. I pull back. She goes, oh, you got too much sun. I'm like, thanks. So, yes, I think that I don't know why it comes blurting out of ladies, why the need to douse our sparkle, but it happens. It's not just you. Go on.
But also sometimes someone's sparkle does need a little bit of dousing.
Yeah, I mean,
you can't wear your Speedo.
It's a reflection of me, right? Like,
you're together.
We're partners.
You're with a Speedo guy.
If we show up to a concert and I look really cool and he's wearing a
shirt
with a cat on it.
I don't know. I can let the shirt with the cat slide. It's just,
it was
you know.
A phase. It was a phase.
Oh, the cat shirts
are retired. They're in the
I kind of like.
Home.
I really. Oh, well, I feel mean, like I really like Susan.
I've seen Susan Sourpuss, and I'm not even sleeping with her, so I can imagine he comes out with the cat shirt, and there he is. Like, great.
I
just
actually worry
the
about
stink
that.
Eye.
What for when I have kids is being like too blunt with them and dulling their sparkle. Do you guys
won't.
Have that
don't
problem?
Don't worry, you're gonna be fine. You'll be fine.
You'll have too much trouble on your hands.
We'll let you
to
know when
bothered.
You start dulling. We're all very new here. So when you start dulling our sparkle, that's when we'll start telling you how to. I think you're fine with Susan.
GQ is presenting the idea that it is a straight guy's Speedo summer. So guys out there want to be up on fashion. A cheetah print Speedo.
You know what? As
is
long,
the move
as, long
this
as you're
year.
Wearing it ironically, I'm totally fine with it. Like if John walked out in a Speedo, I would just have to laugh about it. Like, okay.
You don't have to laugh.
I would
you
have
could
to
say
laugh.
You look great.
Well, no, I'm not going to say that. That's stupid.
Donald would look good in a Speedo. Some of us have a little more dad bods, and no.
Listen, I see John naked in the hot tub every single day. Oh. I'd be fine with him putting a Speedo on.
Only ironically, though.
Only
he can't like it.
He can't like it.
Exactly. He has to be like, aren't I hysterical?
Yes, exactly. And I'd be like, yes, you are. Come on in. No.
And what if Marianne's like, you look good.
I would feel good for John. I'd be like, oh, isn't that great? I'm an attractive woman. That isn't me. It's all about you.
Ah, girls. All right.
We'll take the bear.
Next story.
Okay. I'm ready.
Tinder is trying to rebrand itself because Gen Zers don't drink enough and don't have enough sex.
This is why the birth rate's down, by the way, everybody.
It's back to that again.
What's the Gen Z range again? I don't know.
Your kids.
My kid is a Gen Z?
Yes.
Okay.
Tinder is struggling, not because single people aren't using dating apps, but because they aren't having as many hookups. The new CEO of Tinder is trying to revamp the app's image because it's struggling to gain traction among Gen Z because... And that's the ages of 18 to 28.
Right now.
That's your kids.
My kids. And practically Bob.
This is not a hookup generation. They don't drink as much.
They also
and they don't have
the
as much
as
sex.
Much.
And that's the problem. That's not a problem. Actually, I'm sure there's a lot of parents out there going, yeah, the teen pregnancy rate is down. That's a good thing. Your kids aren't getting bleep-faced on a Wednesday night regularly. That's a good thing, right?
Yeah.
Your boy's like...
But it's not a great...
I belong to Beers of the World Club. He has one.
Well, there's only one of each country. And so he drinks it and he's... And that's enough for him. He's not an alcoholic either. So... But he'll put a whole bottle of wine down. So... Well, he's like 26 now. You know, he's fully an adult. Actually, his birthday is Monday.
I didn't realize he was willing to go that deep into the wine, though.
Oh, he loves wine. I got him wine for his birthday. Like, I got him he lives in New York, so I'm like, I'll send you some wine from this wine club he likes.
In a recent poll of single people on dating apps, a whopping 85% say they don't use Tinder because its reputation is for hookups.
Yeah.
And they're not looking for that.
Well, and they're also not looking to leave the house. I'm going to say that is half our problem right there is that everything is just too good in your room. I personally never have to leave, you know, and if anything happened to John, I could get everything I need delivered. It'd be fine. I'd be completely fine. And if my thing from home worked, I could just do this show from home. So it'd be fine.
Tinder is trying to shift the focus from casual hookups to meetups, including double dating. They say it'll be rolling out this summer, and hopefully they'll be able to capture the business of young Gen Z out there looking for partners.
How does Tinder make money?
No idea. I never got to use it.
Oh, you have to pay monthly.
You pay to be on it?
Mm-hmm.
Is there any level that you can be on it where you don't have to pay?
I don't know. Most people. I played with it a little bit when I
think so. I thought that there's like LinkedIn, you can be on it. But you can't find out who just looked at your page.
Yeah,
until
nobody,
you pay.
And like they kind of hide your profile a bit.
Bob, you're looking like you never really used apps.
I didn't. I had Tinder for one day.
And you hooked up that fast, huh?
And that's where you met Susan, and the rest is history.
No, I met Susan in the wild, but I did go on one Tinder date. He was really
that.
Cool and funny.
Oh, was it a hookup?
No, I just I we're don't feeling. Know. It?
He wasn't tall enough?
No, he was plenty tall. I don't know.
Ooh. Just didn't click. It happens. I've definitely had, like, there's no good reason, but I can't.
I need to be the funny one in the relationship. He was too funny.
Oh, is that it?
I feel you. All right.
Our text number is...
Yeah, we're going to take a break
Wait,
here.
Wait, what?
It's just about 7. We're really late. A death announcement to die for right after this.
All right.
Hello.
Listen, think about this.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
I love it.
Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive?
Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.